The Metro Planning Commission has signed off on a 40-story twin tower that could become the most prominent building in Nashville. The intense debate focused on the shape of the skyline itself. This proposed mixed-use building isn't just tall, it's massive and pricey, $350 million. It takes up an entire city block on First Avenue, and Jennifer Farr, who is one of the city's planning commissioners, says it changes the entire look.
My first impression when I looked at this was there's a wall now facing downtown.
The guiding principle for many years was that downtown should be like a tiered wedding cake, stepping up as the buildings got further from the river. That was the central argument in a 30-page opposition letter filed by former planning director Rick Bernhardt, who retired just last year. Doug Sloan, irritated that his predecessor started lobbying against this project, points out that when Bernhardt was in charge, he approved the Pinnacle Building, which is closer to the river and yet taller than the neighboring Encore condo tower.
That's a direct contradiction to everything that he has in this document, and I'm certainly willing to point out further contradictions, but I don't want to belabor the point.
To appease city planners, the Boston-based developers have agreed to set aside 10% of the condo units for workforce housing, selling them below market rate. If given final approval by the Metro Council, the structure is also slated to house what would be only the second 5-star hotel in town. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.